Welcome to the latest episode of BuzzHub's Box Office Buzz. It's been several weeks since our last episode, and a lot has happened. In the meantime, there have been a number of major film releases, there's been some big news stories, and as I'm recording this on a Saturday, I will be bringing you last week's box office results rather than this Sunday, so I will be bringing you the box office results for the weekend of March 28th. So if you want to keep that in mind for when I read them out to you in a moment or two. So the big release this weekend in the United States is Captain America the Winter Soldier. It was released here in Ireland last weekend, and I saw it about 2 weeks ago now, so I've almost forgotten about it now, but I have my review to help me, to remind me. This will be completely spoiler-free, brief discussion of Captain America the Winter Soldier. I had very high expectations of Captain America the Winter Soldier. I'd heard very good things about it. It was not as good as I think it could have been, but I thought it was very, very well made. I thought the Joe and Anthony Russo, with the relationships, I thought everything was really well done. Most of the problems I had with Marvel Studios' executive decisions in the relationships, I thought everything was really well done. Most of the problems I had with Marvel Studios' executive decisions in the process of kind of overarching themes and arcs in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It was better than Iron Man 3. It was on a par with Thor the Dark World. I liked Thor the Dark World a lot more than most people. I was on a par with Thor the Dark World. It was better than Iron Man 3, and not as in the same league as the Avengers, quite, but, you know, about as good as one would have hoped, although I did better, but it was still very good. So, 4 stars, you can read my review, buzzhub.wordpress, or buzzhub.info, as a result of the other review, which, the other big release, which I don't think I've spoken about on this podcast yet, was Muppets Most Wanted. Now, unlike Captain America and the Soldier, Muppets Most Wanted, I think, is absolutely superb. 5 stars. Not as good as the 2011 film, The Muppets, but very, very close. It really is just excellent. The songs, the human actors, and the way they, you know, interact with the Muppets characters, it's just fantastic. I thought everything about Muppets Most Wanted really was great. I couldn't recommend it highly enough, honestly. I didn't do too well now in its opening weekend, about 2 weekends ago. It didn't do too well in the United States, which is unfortunate because I think it's news from the last couple of weeks. Chiwetel Ejiofor, this is news today, that Chiwetel Ejiofor is rumoured to be the villain in the 24th James Bond film, Make of That Dragon remake. David Letterman announces retirement. He'll be retiring from his CBS show, The Late Show. Ian Mulvey and Tao Okamoto have all joined Batman vs. Superman as original characters. How I Met Your Mother came to an end last week, and we covered that a lot on BuzzHub. That took up a lot of our coverage last week, talking about the How I Met Your Mother finale. The finale, a lot of very negative comments online about it. Personally, I was very happy with how it ended. It could have been a better finale, but I thought the final few, as well as read several articles I wrote about it, we wrote about it up on buzzhub.info now. In other news, Toby Kebbell was cast as Doctor Doom in Fantastic Four, the reboot. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think The Incredibles 2 was announced after last episode, so I would just like to say, it is kind of an old story, but I would like to say that The Incredibles is, so to me, the idea of The Incredibles 2 with Brad Bird involved is story in my lifetime. Unfortunately, it was very vague when the story Brad Bird really does have heavy involvement. I'll talk now about last week's box office results. Noah was the big release. Going into the weekend with what seemed like Stowe-generated controversy and minimal critics' greetings, Noah opened Thursday night, taking in $1.6 million from previews. It added another $33.6 million this weekend, 17.2 from Russian alone, that was internationally, and it's $51 million overseas, add to its global total of $95.1 million after 2 weekends. And it made $44 million by Sunday in the United States. $6.2 million of that domestic gross came from the IMAX screens, which made up 8 of the top 10 theaters in the country. Marvel Studios opened Captain America the Winter Soldier a week earlier, It opened in 32 territories last weekend, including the UK, France, Germany, and Italy, where it amassed 75.2 million, with Korea and the UK each grossing over 10 million, the former claiming four times the opening of Captain America the First Avenger. The Marvel Studios sequel took in $2.8 million on 98 IMAX screens this weekend, and when The Winter Soldier expands worldwide next Friday, it will officially claim the widest global IMAX release on 668 IMAX screens. Frozen became the highest grossing animated film ever, not adjusted for inflation, with its global box office take of $1 billion, dropped to second place with $26.5 million, down 52%, with a 10-day total of $95.3 million, overshadowed by Divergent. Muppets Most Wanted dropped to third place with $11.4 million. On the other hand, Mr. Peabody and Sherman continues to do well, the minimal 20% drop-off in its fourth weekend. So that's the last weekend's box office news. So this weekend, Captain America sure to dominate. People all over the internet speculating about how much money it will take, anything big success for Marvel, and Guardians of the Galaxy is just around the corner, and that's their big gamble. So on BuzzHub now, you can the new issue of Movie Taco Magazine, our monthly free, it's a very special issue with 10 collectible X-Men Days of Future Past covers. It's a special, big issue, entirely dedicated to X-Men Days of Future Past. I wrote the vast majority of it myself. I highly recommend. Just go to BuzzHub. It's all about X-Men. There's 10 covers to collect with Beast, played by Nicholas Hoult. Wolverine, played by Hugh Jackman. Let me find the others here. We got Blink, played by... what's that actress's name? I'm unsure what her name is, the actress. Ellen Page as Kitty Pryde. We've got one of her. We've got Michael Fassbender and Ian McKellen as the Magnetos together. Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique. She got a cover. Evan Peters as Quicksilver. He has his own cover. Halle Berry's Storm features. Peter Dinklage makes an appearance as Bolivar Trask. And we've got the two Professor X's, played by Patrick Stewart and James McAvoy.